The fire element is so important because it is in the fire of love that we can transform the love for a teacher, the love for the divine ideal, and finally, the love for God. That is one aspect of the fire element, the process of alchemy, the alchemy of happiness. But the fire element is also an element of wisdom, that with that divine ideal as a compass in our hand, we can develop the wisdom of which are the steps that we should be taking in life and which not. It is all a matter of transforming the energy, and perhaps you can try to visualize or feel in the solar plexus a huge fire, an enormous potential of energy that is there. So try to feel the fire, the raw energy that is there in the solar plexus above the navel. And then breathe in through the mouth. Breathe in all that fire to the heart. And by breathing out through the nose, you feel how that raw energy, that fire, transforms in the inner heart to a beautiful light. Fire transforms into light. So breathe in through the mouth, the fire from the solar plexus to the heart, and breathing out through the nose, you feel in the heart that beautiful light. O all-consuming fire, we wholeheartedly offer our homage to thee. Playing with fire is a dangerous affair. Fire can transform us, but it can also completely destroy us. Like when you are preparing a meal and you have the heat switched on too much, that the meal can be wasted. But if you have a low fire and it is simmering, the most wonderful dishes can be prepared. And there are two aspects in working with the fire element that on our path of attainment really deserve attention, because there is a lot of Jalal power when working with that fire element and with the transformation. And the first is that we can be so focused on the divine ideal that blindly we work our way to our ideal, but forgetting those around us. I mean, what is the point of trying to reach an ideal if you are in disharmony with those around you? Then you may be doing something wrong. And the second one is that all this transformational work that we are doing with the fire element, who is doing the work? To some extent, we as students on the path. It's our responsibility, it's our work. But there comes a time that we have to say, we can bring this project to this stage. This is all I can do, and the rest I leave to the divine. And that is where we need to invoke the air element.